Today I chose Psalms 46, 2 and 3. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof, Selah. Our Lord is our refuge. So, Father, help us to be fixed on Thee in our hearts when that great wrath comes upon the earth. These things are going to happen.
Amen.
They are going to happen. And so we want to be fixed on the Lord when this transpires, if we are still on the earth.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Who will pray about that? The other one I chose was 2 Timothy 2, 3 and 4. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, and that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. As partakers in this divine work, we must encourage one another to remain diligent in the warfare, not to get entangled again with this world.
Amen.
We are in a great war with a relentless adversary.
That's right.
But the one who called us to serve, our great commander and captain, goes before us, and he is leading us to victory.
Amen.
Amen.
We must endeavor to persevere in spite of the shortcomings, in spite of the failures, in spite of the suffering. We must keep pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
In so doing, we will glorify our God and our Savior.
Amen.
So, Father, strengthen our faith and help us to be good soldiers for Thee. Who will pray about that? Okay, I want you, brethren, to remember, I got a text either last night or this morning from Brother Pat, and he's been sick, out sick for, since Monday, and he seems like he's not getting better. He's pretty bad sick, and he's asking for prayer for him, and said that him being burdened with this sickness is putting a burden on Brandy, so wanted us to remember him in our prayers. Also, I had an opportunity with Sister Mary Parsons. She texted me yesterday a quite lengthy text. So when I read it, I put things down and I prayed. I asked the Lord that He would give me a good word to tell her. And so I tried to encourage her heart, and she said I did. So I thank the Lord for that. And I'd like us to keep remembering her. She's very sensitive, and she's struggling right now with the loss of her dad and the loss of all of the miscarriages she's had. So I tried to encourage her by telling her, you know, as hard as the loss is of her heart aches for her lost children, I said, if you can see this, I said, those children are most blessed. I said, they have not had to endure the filth and decay of this life, nor have they had to suffer the torment of the adversary. They are in the presence of God.
Amen.
I said, and Christ and your mom and dad. I said, they are there with them, and they are alive, and they are well.
Yes.
If you endure to the end, you too will be in the presence of all of them.
Amen.
So and there was a lot of other things said, but I'm just sharing that one with you. But I'd like you to remember her. I'd like you to, you know, keep her in your prayers. And also, the Jordan brethren, I'm not at liberty to divulge any of the details, but and I wouldn't want to burden you with those, but they are requesting guidance and wisdom and safety. And so I didn't hear from her after 8 o'clock last night, and then I texted her this morning and I said, sister, let me hear from you. And so she responded and said that the Lord that had kept them through the night and that they were safe And but she's still asking us for these prayers, these mm-hmm. three things, to on their situation. So I told her that I would make sure, mm-hmm. and I start texting everybody. I told her, I sent her a text last night. I said I have contacted all the saints, north, south, east, and west, mm-hmm. and I said we have committed you unto our God and Father. Yeah, Brother Mike.
I would like to remember the Brooke family. It seems now that the trial is intensifying. There's more things that are occurring.
I texted Brother Dan about Jordan's, and Brother Dan responded that they were doing it. Well, then if there is nothing else, then it'd be Brother Al, and then Brother Bob, and then whoever wants to pray for these others mm-hmm. can, and I will close.
Our Father, we come to Thee now, Lord, and thank Thee for ministering to our hearts today, Lord. We thank Thee for the presence of Brother Bob and Sister Anita with us, Lord, and the comfort that has been imparted to us, Lord, by their presence and ministry and by their words and their countenance, Lord. And we just give Thee thanks for them and ask for Thy mercies to continue with them. We ask for Brother Bob's health for a stabilization here, Lord, and for continued improvement. And we ask for safety on their way back to Joplin. And so, Father, we're also asking for grace, Lord, in mm-hmm. this matter of keeping our hearts fixed upon Thee and mm-hmm. being steadfast and immovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Lord, we're asking for grace to this end, and we confess, Lord, our need for help. And so we thank Thee that Thou dost hear us, and if we ask anything according to Thy will, Thou hearest us, mm-hmm. Lord. And so we thank Thee for that, and we commit these requests to Thee. We remember Sister Mary Parsons and mm-hmm. and M'lady, and we ask for mercy and grace to be with her, and mm-hmm. pray that these words ministered by Sister Karen will be received well, and we just commit her and her husband Dan to Thee and their children, asking that salvation may come to this household, Lord, mm-hmm. the entire household. And,
mm-hmm.
and so we commit them to Thee and mm-hmm. ask for Thy mercy and grace in this matter. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You. We come unto You with thanksgiving, Father, for providing us with a place where we can be built up in our most holy faith.
Amen.
Father, that we can be workers together with You and mm-hmm. with the brethren. Mm-hmm. Father, we don't take this for granted. We give You thanks mm-hmm. and for blessing us today.
Amen.
And we thank You, Lord, for Brother Al and Sister Sarah opening their home and that's providing amen. This place. Lord, we are very appreciative of their faith and their love for the saints. We also ask, Father, that You would be with us as we engage in this good fight of faith.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Father, we ask, Lord, You give us grace every day, Lord, to put on the whole armor, the armor You've provided,
amen.
The armor You've created,
mm-hmm.
that if we'll just put it on, we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the yes. devil.
Amen.
Glorify Your name, and we will be advanced in the kingdom.
Amen.
So, Father, we ask, Lord, for grace. We know, Father, that it's by Your grace, Lord, that we are able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank You for giving us the faith, Lord, that we are able to perceive eternal realities and that we can, it's not just a struggle, but Father, it's a blessing to be able to press through the crowd
amen.
And find Jesus standing,
amen.
Ready to heal us, ready to bless amen. Us, ready to give us grace in the time of need.
Amen.
Father, help us to see past the trouble
amen.
And into the glory that's about to burst upon us.
Amen.
We ask this in Your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we lift up the Brooke family before Thee, Lord, now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when trials and testings bring down the strength of the saints.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when it almost seems like you don't have the strength to endure anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, we ask that You lift up those feeble hands,
mm-hmm.
those hands that hang down, Lord. We know that You are a God who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask and think.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, we ask that as You to remember them. Remember like you remembered Noah.
Amen.
As he was upon the ark.
Yeah.
And you remembered him and you sent forth that breeze, that wind,
mm-hmm.
to dry up the land,
mm-hmm.
and bring him back safely. So, Father, we Amen. Ask that you will keep them, guard their hearts and mind, Father. Keep
Amen.
Them. Mm-hmm. Keep them in thy hands
mm-hmm.
where none can take them away.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Lord, strengthen them through these times that they're able to look unto you. Mm-hmm. They will continue to cling unto thee with a purpose of heart. These circumstances and trials that they go through are not going to make shipwreck of the faith.
Mm-hmm.
That they will continue to endure to the end, Father. We know that these things that we all saints have to endure are not made known to us of what we have to endure while we're here, but Father, we know that you are with us. Be they waters or rivers or fire, we know that the Lord is with us. And so, Father, we ask that you would give them strength, draw them
Amen.
Closer together, continue to open their eyes into thy working,
mm-hmm.
into thy ways, to see that they are not ones who have been rejected or cast off,
mm-hmm.
but rather they are close to you.
Amen.
You are close to them, Father, and that they would see this in truth and believe it and cling unto thee with this purpose of heart.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I ask this all in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Dear Heavenly Father, we come before thee, Lord, through the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Father, that we are able to come into the holiest of holies and have our Father point his scepter at us, as it were, and,
mm-hmm.
and bid us come. And so, Father, we come unto thee,
mm-hmm.
confessing, Lord, that we are a needy people.
Amen.
That we have many things that are bombarding us on every side. We thank thee for the strength of that we have in Christ Jesus. We thank you that he is our hope.
Mm-hmm.
And, Father, we come unto thee with our petitions, Father, knowing that you hear us. And we know if you hear us, we know that we have the petitions mm-hmm. that we have desired of thee.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
And so, Father, we lift up these brethren unto thee. We think of the Jordan brethren.
Mm-hmm.
We ask
Amen.
The Lord that thou mm-hmm. will protect them and keep them safe,
mm-hmm.
both physically, that you will protect their hearts and minds spiritually. And we pray, Father, that you will give them guidance and wisdom in this situation that they have, that has been brought onto them. We know, Father, that thou are a great God, that you hear the cries of your children,
mm-hmm.
and that you will protect us and not let anything befall us, Father.
Amen.
Without your hand being in the midst. So, Father, we commit them unto thee as a loving Father and a faithful Creator.
Yes.
We ask also, Father, for Sister Mary Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
We thank thee, Lord, that she keeps in contact with some of us. And we're asking, Lord, that the words that we say to her that would be the ones that you would want us to say,
mm-hmm.
that it would guide them and help them and keep them, Father, keep their hearts tender toward thee.
Amen.
And that they would diligently seek after you, Holy Father.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can assist, Father, we're saying, here am I. And if we can say a good word to help them, Father, we again say, here am I.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And Father, we want to remember Brother Pat.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He's very sick, Lord, and mm-hmm. we're asking your healing hand to be upon
Amen.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking, Father, that you will give Sister Brandy grace
mm-hmm.
to endure his being sick and being able to care for the children and the family and everything else that's involved. And
mm-hmm.
we just, these are good brethren, Father,
yes.
and we know that they are your children, and we know that you care for us, Father. And Father, we can't even put into words how thankful we are that you do care for us.
Amen.
Amen.
And so, Father, we commit them unto thee and ask that your blessing would be upon them. And
mm-hmm.
and just asking, Father, that you would heal Brother Pat. And
Amen.
Asking, Lord, that you would protect Brandy and the children, that they don't
Amen.
Get this sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And just commit them unto a loving Father. Father, we're asking for our our brethren, the Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
These are good brethren, Father. And Father, I ask that thou would sweep through that house and cleanse it, Father, and heal it.
Yeah.
And that whatever it is that's bombarding them, we know it's from the evil one, but we're asking, Father, that you will not let them fall to the wayside. We ask, Father, for your grace to build them up and strengthen them in the most holy faith. And Father, we just pray that thou would give them a reviving in their souls and their minds, Father. A restoration, if you will. Restore them, Father. And bring them back, Lord, to a solid stance. Right now they seem to be, as Min would put it, faltering. But we just ask, Lord, for your strength.
Yes.
We know that you are our strength, Father, and we commit them unto thee, knowing that nothing can pluck them out of your hand, Father.
Amen.
We're asking that you would provide every means to protect them from everything that is troubling in that household, Father. And we just commit this, all these things, unto a loving Father and a faithful Creator. We ask too, Father, that you will, we're thankful, Father, for Brother Bob and Sister Anita. We thank you for their faith. I thank you, Father, for the words that you gave Brother Bob today. I thank you personally, Father, because it was something I needed myself. And I thank you that I could receive the words from from the scriptures. And I thank you for this, Father, and I pray that you will be with, give Brother Bob and Sister Anita assistance to get home and be with them and keep the evils of this world away from them, both the seen and the unseen. We ask too, Father, that you will remember Brother Duane today as he is at work. We miss his presence with us. And we ask, Lord, that you would give him a time of fellowship with this new person that you have brought into his workplace, this new brother. And so, Father, we ask that you will bless their time together and that they can share the scriptures and the things of God with one another and that they can pass a cup of cold water to one another.
Amen.
Yes.
And we just commit all these things unto thee and ask, Lord, that thou will be with us and help us to stand, Lord, that we not falter or fail. We're asking, Father, that you will keep our help us to keep our faith strong, and Father, that so that when Jesus returns, that we can stand before him and be counted worthy.
Amen.
And we ask these things all in Jesus' name and for his sake with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.